Welcome back to Cocktails and Classics. This week, it's another dad chat. Just two dads drinking and talking about movies your dad's probably seen. I was going to write a whole rap and make it like really fucking
have it be like a full like 3 minute thing that people are like, oh, fucking Christ, we get it. It's just two of you.
It just goes into spoken word. And this week we did the 1980s film Predator.
87 to be specific.
87? Okay.
Yep. I got you.
One of us didn't pull up his IMDb page earlier. We did the 1987 film Predator. We kind of missed the train a long time ago, but Prey just came out on Hulu, which is like an origin story for the Predator franchise.
See what happens. You know, sometimes you just see what happens.
Had you seen this film before?
No.
Really? Okay. I had. I kind of grew up like a Alien versus Predator kid. Like,
okay. Let's talk Cocktail, and then we'll get into that. Okay. Because right. I think it's going to be an interesting... I have interesting things on that.
To kick things off and get everybody in the right mood, we're going to go to this week's Cocktail. Not so much a specific recipe. We're going with Jungle Juice. Because we were kind of, you know, themed. The movie takes place in, like, the... I think it's the Guatemalan jungle, I think is later told. But, so, we're going to go with Jungle Juice. And if you've never had Jungle Juice, what are you doing? Get a social life. But it's essentially... it's just a concoction, really. You make it for parties. You make it for weddings. Whatever you're really feeling.
Any occasion where, like, you don't have enough alcohol to make... a bunch of, like, you don't have enough alcohol to make good cocktails and you really want to get drunk, you just kind of throw whatever you've got in a giant punch bowl. And that's it. Flavor it a little bit. Add something that's not alcohol to it, you know, like a mixer. And there you go.
So I found a recipe from All Recipes. It's 2 gallons of orange juice or orange flavored drink, 4 quarts of pink lemonade, 4 quarts of pineapple or orange juice blend, 4 bottles of vodka, 2 bottles of white rum, and 2 cans of fruit punch. And stir it all together, kind of put it in a big punch bowl. It would be perfect for any really gathering you're going to get. Or if you're going to get together and watch Predator, maybe, with some of your friends. It would probably be a perfect movie for that. You could check out the show notes below if you want a punch bowl. Jungle Juice recipe. Do be dangerous, because depending on how good you make it, it's going to not taste too much like alcohol, and it'll really mess you up.
No, I mean, you're 100% right. That's I have nothing.
It's every mistake accurate. That you make in college.
It's just one of those things where, like, if you make it good enough that you don't know there's alcohol in it, you're going to drink a lot of it because you're like, oh, it's fine. I can drink a lot of this. There's not much alcohol in it. And then the bad times come.
Check the show notes below. I'll leave this recipe down below if you need like a guide for your gathering, for your Jungle Juice. And hit up the Drizzly and Casker links below to get you some vodka and some rum. And let us know. Send us a picture of your Jungle Juice if you're having a gathering. We'd love to see it at Cocktails and Classics Pod on Instagram. And you can check out Predator, Predator 2, or Prey, all on Hulu. As of recording. And was The Predator on there? Or Predators, whatever the fucking other 8 movies are?
I didn't look. All I know is it immediately brought up, like, Predator 2. And then it brought up another one that wasn't Prey. So I'm guessing if Hulu got the rights, they weren't just like, nah, give us only, like, 2 or 3 of them.
Okay, so I do see... Predator 2, Predators, Prey, Alien versus Predator, AVP. So they at least have all of those ones. You may be able to skip most of them. I heard Prey is pretty good. The other ones you may be able to skip.
Yeah, I had never seen them, so I don't know what's watchable, what's not. Who knows? Not me.
Let me tell you, Predator 2 is like Predator Goes to Manhattan. Because I'm pretty sure it all takes place in, like, in a city.
Oh, yeah. Silent, Invisible, Invincible, The Ultimate Hunter. This time, Los Angeles, 1997. What's crazy to me is it's Los Angeles, 1997, and they made the movie in 1990.
Wow. Which
just tells me they tried to make it, like, semi-futuristic, but it's probably nothing like what 1997 really was.
I have not seen Predator 2 in a long time. And I did not know it was fucking Danny Glover, Gary Busey, Bill Paxton, Adam Baldwin. Oh, God. I feel like it's going to be, it's got to be so, well, it's a 6.3 out of 10. But back to Predator 1.
So I knew very little about this going in.
Did you know the monster? Like, you knew what the monster looked like, right?
Yeah. So here's the thing. I thought it was a lot more of, I guess, like growing up. And I think it's due to the Alien versus Predator thing where, like, it seemed so much like a, you know, it was like Freddy versus Jason and then Alien versus Predator. Mm-hmm. In my head, this movie was so much more of a, like, horror movie.
Yeah.
Than what it really is. Like, all the time I'm like, oh, yeah, it's this, like, monster that hunts people and it's kind of spooky and it's a scary movie. And then I turned it on and through the first like half hour I'm just like, well, there's not even a fucking monster.
It's just a war movie so far.
yeah this is just a Schwarzenegger war picture. And then even as the Predator comes into it, it's just like, well, this is just more like an action thriller movie and the Predator's just like a villain, but not like a big monster or like slashery villain like I kind of thought it was. So this movie kind of took me by surprise because I was expecting a lot more like horror-esque than what it really is.
Yeah, I feel like Alien is a lot more of the horror side of it. And then this was like a lot more of the like action, like thriller aspect. Predator 1, 1987 action adventure horror film, currently sits at 7.8 out of 10 on IMDb. It was directed by John McTiernan, who also did Die Hard and The Last Boy Scout.
Yeah, what was interesting is that he directed both of those movies, and also Shane Black is in this movie, who wrote quite a bit of those types of movies, so like it was kind of interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Shane Black is one of the commandos, and he wrote Lethal Weapon, Lethal Weapon 2, and The Lost Boy Scout. Or The Last Boy Scout.
Interesting. Well, I don't know any of those. Well, I mean, I know of them. Haven't really watched them, but, like, I know Shane Black for, like, his newer stuff, like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, or, like, The Nice Guys.
Yeah. I didn't realize he'd been doing stuff for that long.
Yeah, which one? He's Hawkins? Which one is that? Is that the one that's always, like, trying to tell the dirty jokes?
I honestly couldn't keep track. I don't know if that was him or if he was the one that was, like, reading the comic books.
Yes, he was the one telling the dirty jokes.
Okay. Either one of those wouldn't shock me, so.
Predator stars Arnold Schwarzenegger, Carl Weathers, Bill Duke, Jesse Ventura, Sonny Landham, Shane Black, as you said. Kevin Peter Hall plays the Predator. It's written by Jim and John Thomas. It was nominated for one Oscar, Best Effects Visual Effects. And it's the story of a team of commandos on a mission in Central American jungle to find, on a mission in a Central American jungle, find themselves hunted by an extraterrestrial warrior. And so, as you said, you hadn't seen this film. I haven't seen it in a long time. Like, growing up, we had this. We had the aliens. We had the AVP and all that crap. So it's like, I kind of, like, grew up on this stuff. But having not seen it in such a long time, I forgot all the fucking, like, iconic quotes that are in this movie. Like, I busted out laughing. He's like, oh, you're bleeding. Oh, I don't got time to bleed. It's like, well, you got time to duck? I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. There was... And who can forget the classic, get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. That's the Arnold line.
That is it.
They snuck in. They tried to sneak in one of the fucking one-liners when he machetes the dude, and he's like, "Stick around," which I saw that he improvised that line.
So, you know. We'll keep it in because we don't want to piss off the star of the movie.
They're like, damn, dude, this one, so good.
This was a great take until Arnold said that fucking line. Oh, God, he's still talking about it. He's still telling everyone how great that improv was. We can't cut it.
Did you see my one-liner? It's pretty good, wasn't it? I also saw that apparently Jean-Claude Van Damme was originally cast as the Predator.
Okay.
And they wanted him to, like, use, like, his martial arts ability to, like, make the Predator, like, this big, like fast ninja-like character.
Hmm.
He was basically like, oh, the suit is way too hot. He was, like, voicing his reservations on numerous occasions about the fact that he would not be appearing on camera without the suit. He was finally removed from the film, officially for being too short because he's only 5'9". And everyone else in the movie is like 6'2 to 6'5, like all the big bulky dudes.
Yeah, sure.
And then they got Kevin Peter Hall, who is 7'2". And the suit was redesigned to make him a lot more like menacing and imposing.
I saw the thing on the cast when I was looking at the movie that said Jean-Claude Van Damme. And I was like, I didn't remember seeing him in this movie at all, but that makes so much sense as to why I didn't see him in the movie. Yeah, I don't know. This movie was interesting for the fact that, like, one, is it just me, or is there times, like, when you first see the Predator and he's looking through, like, you see him looking through I guess I wouldn't know what to call it, like, the heat vision?
The thermal
vision. Is he not speaking like English?
Well, he does say the thing at the end, but I'm wondering, I thought it was like recorded on the that was like recorded in his equipment.
Okay.
At least that's
it. Sounded
what...
like he was like in time or something like that, like as he's watching them all. But so that's why, like, I knew he was an alien, but in my head I'm like, I wonder, like, what their plan. Why he's speaking English? Why can I understand what this thing is saying? With no explanation. There's no explanation as to why he's there, what he's doing, until, like, the end when Arnold's just like, oh, he's hunting. You know, he's hunting for sport. It's like, if you're not carrying a weapon, he doesn't want anything to do with you. It was just like, okay. I feel like this was just kind of all thrown together, and you needed some sort of description or explanation as to what the fuck is going on.
So, this Reddit post that says that top comment said, "I think they can mimic English, but I don't think they automatically understand it. Aside from context clues, they're obviously quite intelligent, though. They could probably learn English quite quickly. Other than that one line, though, I don't recall them and the films using English in any way that implies knowledge or meaning. In Predator 2, for instance, spoiler alert, I guess, the Predator asks Bill Paxton, want some candy? A phrase he picks up from a young child earlier in the film before killing him. This seems more like a taunt than knowledge of the language. Predator 2, he also says, shit happens, and mother of God.
Okay.
So, I guess maybe they kind of do? I don't know.
Just from what you just said about Predator 2, makes me think that they took Predator 2 and tried to make it more of what I thought Predator 1 was. Of, like, a horror-type movie versus...
Yeah, like, I think it's more... I mean,
less
I'm not
action-y, more
too sure about it, but I feel like it's a little bit more like he's in the city now, watch out. Because I think, like, Danny Glover plays like a cop, like he's not even like special forces or anything.
Yeah, and he's probably too old for this shit.
God, I just just caught that one. So I was gonna say my question, Ben. I feel like you're a fan of like kind of the cheesy 80 movies. How does this one rank, or how does this one for you, I guess? Because it may not hit the same if you didn't grow up on it, I feel like.
Yeah, I'll be honest, it did not hit the same. Like, I feel like if I would have watched this movie as a kid and, like, remembered it as a kid, I'd be like, yeah, this is the shit right here. But watching it for the first time, I'm just like, man. Firstly, I'm just like, man, I feel like we've been watching this movie for a while. And there's, like, you know, you see the bodies that are, like, hanging and they're, like, in the beginning of the movie. And I was like, oh, Predator. And then it's like, no, Cartel, or, like, I guess they were more like, I'm trying to think what the word, like, guerrilla, like a guerrilla army or something at the beginning of the movie. And you're just kind of like, okay, not Predator.
No,
where
I think
are we gonna
that I mean well yeah I that
the
was
skinned,
the Predator,
the skinned
though.
People that was supposed to be the Predator.
Yeah, that was the Predator.
Okay, I took that as being the
oh no
guerrilla soldiers trying to warn people off.
No, that was the Predator. I think that was, like, the people who were trying to get back, like, get to the hostages.
Yeah.
And they had just been, like, attacked. Because the Predator, I mean, I think you're supposed to, like, be able to infer that later on, because he does, like, the similar thing to other people.
Yeah.
To the other guy, hangs him upside down.
Yeah.
Or he, like, rips that one dude's skull and spinal cord out.
Yeah, that was brutal. So that's the thing, is I was expecting more of a horror movie, but once it got into an action movie, I wasn't expecting as much of, like, I don't want to say, like, gore, but just, like, some of the intense, like,
well, it's
the
so,
dude
it's
just
so
turns
weird.
Into, like, a pile of, like, blood and guts. Like, the
yeah,
first...
Well, yeah, he, like, rips that dude's, like, shit out or whatever.
Well, even, like, the first guy that he, like, blows up with, like, the cannon, like, his shoulder cannon or whatever.
Yeah, he gets Jesse Ventura. Just, like, just blows his
ribcage.
Wasn't
there a guy before then?
No. Well, so there was the guy.
I thought there was the guy that they find that's just like a puddle.
Yeah, but no. That's the guy who's hung up from the tree, though.
Okay.
So he does shoot that guy, and then he drags him away and, like, hangs him up.
Okay.
And then.
So what do they find that looks like just like a human puddle in the middle of the woods?
That's part of him. I think he just ripped his guts out or whatever.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's what you would do if you had, like, an animal.
Yeah.
Like, you would, like, whatever, de-gut it. I forget what it, gut it?
Yeah. 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 Okay.
But then, like, yeah, like, Jesse Ventura gets his fucking rib cage blown
out. Ribcage explodes, yeah.
But then it's carterized, because whatever technology he has is laser or something.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I said, it was weird how long it took before it became what the movie was. And to be honest, through most of the movie, it seemed like this is a vehicle to get to the last, like, 25, 30 minutes of Arnold Schwarzenegger fighting this ultra-powerful alien.
It's such an odd movie.
Like, I feel like we took a lot of twists and turns to get to this point. And if you wanted to bill it as Arnold Schwarzenegger fights, like, this alien hunter, I feel like there's better ways we could have gotten here. We didn't need the whole guerrilla army thing. You could have literally just phrased it as, like, Dylan goes and gets Dutch and his team because they had three or whatever agents, CIA agents, go missing in the jungle. Okay. You're on a rescue mission. They get out there, they find the bodies, and, like, oh shit, something's not right. Boom, let's get into Predator. I don't think we needed, like, the whole 30 minutes of them fighting this guerrilla army to rescue this woman and take her as a captive, only for her to, like, her to be there, but also not really do anything to help them with the alien. Like, I feel like she wasn't super helpful in any part of it. Other than being like, I saw something in the trees. Like, okay, cool.
I think there's a line that was removed, or maybe they put it in later, like an explainer line, that, like, when she goes to reach for the gun, like, Arnold says, like, yo, don't grab the gun. He's not hunting you because you're unarmed. Like,
yeah. No... Well, he says he's hunting for sport, and like he's not going to hunt you if you're unarmed. He doesn't basically like he doesn't view you as a threat.
Yeah.
But like at the same time, there was no point to having that character there. You could have done the whole movie without it. Other than like, oh, throwaway line, they're not hunting you because you're unarmed.
Well, I mean, the only reason she's there is because of the plot of the like guerrilla warfare people, where it was like, oh, well, she's one of them, so we can get this intel from her later.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I don't have nostalgia for this movie. It were just parts of it that I was like, man, don't get me wrong. The idea of Arnold Schwarzenegger in 1987 fighting some like fucking ultra strong alien, like having to do weird tricks to beat him. Fucking cool. That's a dope movie. I like it. Guerrilla warfare, the whole 30 minutes of the movie that didn't need to be there. Like, man, let's just get more. I'd rather see more of the predator hunting the people. Because it just kind of seems like he kills them pretty quick. Like, it doesn't seem like it. Like, outside of Mac and Dylan, who then go hunting the predator. But most of the time, it's just like, oh, we just found the body. And this guy's dead. And also this guy's dead. And this dude just got fucking leveled by the tree stump they hung up to kill the predator.
Yeah, and then that dude just got murked. So they were like just carrying him along, and then he just got sniped from the canopy.
Yeah. This one was not what I was expecting, and it just didn't have the 80s cheese I normally enjoy.
It's a very weird one because it's basically, if you boil it down, it's like the first 30 minutes are like a platoon-esque like Vietnam War movie, and then
yeah, this weird like Soldier of Fortune movie.
Yeah, like, and then we get this big shootout where they have no regard for human life, so they're just grenading this entire compound with like anything and everything, and then it like quickly turns after they get the person into they're being hunted by something. It's maybe 20-25 minutes of the alien hunting them because it just runs through them so quickly. Yeah. And then the last 35 minutes is Arnold versus the predator, but like we got a nice 5 to 10 minute like montage scene of them like setting up for the battle.
Let's be honest, is just a way for them to get Arnold doing muscular poses, right?
Like the one he's like flexing the bow,
bending like he's bending the shit above his head, so he's just flexing. And then like the other one, like he's like doing this weird thing where he's basically just doing bodybuilder poses, but he's holding sticks to make it look like he's doing something else. Like, I don't know, man. It makes me worried. Like, I'm gonna go back and watch some of the other cheesy 80s movies that I love and just be like, oh fuck, no. Like, did Predator just become the glass shatter effect where like I'm gonna watch other movies and be like, no?
I will say the effects aged a lot, and I could feel it coming, that you were gonna be like, wow, this one did not do well, because I thought you had seen this one. So the fact that you hadn't, I'm probably like Ben hated the effects. Like the blood is so bad.
The
thermal is okay.
The thermal's not bad. The invisibility isn't too bad, because like I kind of like the fact that like it's off, and that way you can still kind of see, you know, you can kind of also kind of track where Predator is. And it also was kind of cool that it meant like, you know, when Dylan, and, is it Dylan and Mac?
Yeah.
That go out, like when they're sitting there, like they can look across and kind of see the shimmer and know where he's at. It's kind of like a cool thing. I like the fact that like, okay, that kind of helps helps me as the viewer also be able to track. Cause I'd hate if it's just like Invisible Man where like all you see is like a something rustle, or they're like, yeah, he's out there somewhere. It's like, all right, you can't follow anything of what's going on until they finally randomly shoot him.
The way they did that effect is kind of cool. So I guess they did like a red suit for those shots. Like, so the Predator was wearing like a bright red suit, because that's like the furthest thing from the green in the jungle. And so they could like do like a chroma key effect, but basically they shot it once at whatever length they wanted for the shot. And then like without any of the actors in, they shot it again, but a wide. So then that's why you get the like different sizes of the stuff inside the Predator.
Huh.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Cause I'd never really thought, I mean, you know, we live in an age now where fucking invisibility is simple to do. So like, you never really thought about the ways they had to shoot those sort of things.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing I'm looking at now, and even then I'm like, so we talked about how just kind of randomly the movie jumps from like thing to thing. You know what would have made me appreciate this movie more too? If in the first half hour we actually got to like and appreciate the Arnold's team more.
Yeah, they're kind of
like, I feel like you kind of meet them on the plane and it's like these guys are all kind of douchey, and then it's like you see them in the jungle but like you don't get to really learn much about them, and you're just like, okay. And then they start dying and you're just like, okay, all right, I don't, like, I didn't feel anything. I felt no, like, oh no, not this. The only one was like Dylan when they cut off his arm and he's like trying to turn around to shoot at the Predator, and then he dies. It's like, okay, I kind of feel it, but at the same time, it just seemed like it happened so fast that there was no, like, oh man, I really feel that this character is gone. But, like, most of the other ones, like, fucking Hawkins just making the stupid vagina jokes. It's like, I don't feel bad that you just got murked by the Predator. Like, yeah, I'm okay, like, with it.
Jesse Ventura's character, he's, like, calling everybody the F word because they don't dip tobacco.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you bunch of slack-jawed around here. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual Tyrannosaurus just like me. Yeah. You sound like a douche.
Much like real Jesse Ventura.
One too many chair shots to the dome for that dude.
Whenever anyone meets me, they're like, oh, hey, what's up? And I'm like, oh, I'm Dylan. They're either, oh, what are the five best rappers of all time? Dylon, 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 or Dylon, because I spit hot fire. Or I get the Dylan, you son of a bitch. Those are like the two things I get whenever I'm like introducing myself to people. And so it's like, when we started to watch this movie, I was like, damn it, it's the fucking Dylan son of a bitch line.
Yep. Which I thought that's what this was from, but when I saw them hover on that
arm wrestling
fucking shot of them like gripping arms, is when I was just like, oh no, the meme. It's this.
I wish Cam would have seen this because he would have fucking shit his pants if he found out the meme was from this. The other one, like I said, is the like, I ain't got time to bleed. I forgot that was from this movie. Which, like, when that happens, like, Poncho is just, like, so taken aback. He's just like, oh, okay. Like, he's like, weirded out by the line as well.
Oh, okay. You got time to duck? Like, I did, like, the year one ugly motherfucker.
And the other one that I can't think of where else I've heard it. I'll have to go through the connections to figure it out. But it's the, I believe Blaine is Jesse Ventura's character, but it's like Blaine and Mac referring to the big machine gun as Old Painless. I don't know where I've heard that referenced before, but it's like, it's referenced in other video games. Oh, I swear it's a video game. I want to say it's Apex Legends, actually.
Happy Gilmore. In both films, Carl Weathers' character lost a hand to an animal.
That's the...
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, so time to do what I normally do and connect this to Batman. Have you ever seen the short film, Batman Dead End? It was made by a filmmaker named Sandy Kalara, and he made a couple different like Batman kind of short films. But it's Batman chasing the Joker, and as he's chasing the Joker, I can't remember if Joker gets eaten, maybe? Or he gets, like, attacked by Alien? And then Batman's fighting the Alien, and then the Predator shows up. So it's Batman versus Alien versus Predator. It's a pretty good fan film for like what you'd expect. Like the it's a good quality. I recommend it. I'm sure if people haven't seen it, it was released in like 2003. It was one of those things. It was like a short film that you had to go to conventions and places like that and see if someone had like a bootleg of it that was on a DVD that you could find. Like, it was just one of those things that as a kid was like, oh my God, how do you find this? What do you have to do to...
It is Apex Legends. Bangalore says it, the character Bangalore says it when she throws like her like ultimate move. She says, old painless is waiting.
Predator's blood, I'm looking at the trivia. A goopy substance with the color of Mountain Dew was made on set using a mixture of the liquid from inside glow sticks and KY jelly. Man.
It is kind of amazing, like some of the ingenuity, I guess, of film sets. Like the props and like art department just blows my mind sometimes.
Hearing things that like when people that ever do like props or work in like props and sets for movies or TV shows or even commercials, when they talk about some of that stuff, is just like, how the fuck do you think of that? Like, what is that you're just like, oh, I have an idea, and like, we have to make this thing. How the hell do we do this? Oh, I know. Get me some glow sticks, and I need something thicker than like a regular liquid. Get me like a KY jelly, and we're just going to mix it and see how it turns out.
Did you recognize Sonny Landham at all?
I don't know that I recognized him. What is...
Well... He got his big break in the Warriors as a police officer who gets a bat thrown at his shins.
Oh my God! That's that guy! I'd remember them throwing the bat at the cop! Oh, shit. Okay. I was just reading the trivia where they had to hire a security guard for him. Not to save him from other people, but to save other people from him.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck does that even mean? I guess he was like, he also did a lot of porn at one point in his life.
Okay.
I was like, I went down a hole because I was like, I saw him and I knew he was like playing a Native American person. And I was like, is he actually Native American? So he is. He is part, I believe, Cherokee and Choctaw? Let me double check on my Seminole. Sorry, he's part Cherokee and Seminole.
Okay.
And then that was some of the stuff. Was like, he said he regretted doing porn in the past because he tried to run for like a office somewhere, and like I guess that got brought up, and he was like, "Sorry, I just tried to chase a check at one point in my life."
It says here he announced his campaign for U.S. Senate seat held by Mitch McConnell. In 2008.
What?
As a member of the Libertarian Party. A month later, the Libertarian Party dropped its support for him due to, quote, difference in opinions.
I didn't realize Carl Weathers was still acting.
What's the last thing he was in?
The Mandalorian.
Oh, okay. I remember him being in, like, I think the last thing I remember him being in was Arrested Development as himself.
As Carl Weathers.
As Carl Weathers. And like, yeah, I think that was like 2013 he was still in when they brought it back. But yeah, it looks like he's been doing whatever all the Chicago whatever shows, how they have all of those, Fire, PD,
Justice.
Now apparently Chicago Justice. Jesus Christ. How... Man...
I swear those
things are just like, hey, here's one idea that works. I know. Let's bleed it dry. Just bleed it until everyone is sick of it. And then we'll run it for another two seasons after that and we'll still make money.
I literally think though, like, they just shoot those all like in the same lot and they just switch them over. They're like, all right, Wednesday we're doing a Chicago PD episode, and then Thursday
that's probably exactly what they do.
I mean,
all right,
I've talked to people who worked on those shows though, and they stay employed for like 8 out of the 12 months of the year just doing like Chicago PD or whatever, because they also shoot like a bajillion episodes per season.
Oh, I'm sure.
God, they're on season 11 of Chicago Fire.
God.
Are they still doing NCIS? That's got to be over, right?
I don't know. You'd think they can't keep... I mean, my God, how many stories can you fucking tell? Jesus Christ.
They're at episode 436. What? Okay. Okay, come on. Who's rating NCIS episodes on IMDb 8.3 out of 10? 8.1, 8.0,
8.9. Oh, God.
People were just like, God, that was a great episode of NCIS. I got to go on IMDb right now and rate it.
Top episode. Might be the best they've ever done. Like, all right. I have questions, and the sad thing is like, I feel like I'm just, it's going to be kind of like Alien, where like I watched it and then it was like, man, now I have to like learn the lore. Like, I'm interested to know like what the background is for the Predator. Like, do we eventually learn like where the Predator comes from? Like, do we learn, like, is it a whole, you know, thing of predators? Is there like a whole, like, just
there is multiple
world predators. Of a whole world of them that just take place, like, you know, do they, is there a specific reason they come to, is there a specific reason that they come to Earth? I don't know, you know what. Oh, here we go, here's the Wikipedia page
on like what they are and where they come from.
Yes,
but I think in every movie, though, at least the ones that I've seen, it's only one predator. And then it's like there'll be multiple aliens. Like, at least in the AVP movies, it was always like the one predator facing like 4 or 5 aliens. And then for some reason, there would be humans mixed in the middle.
So typically they skin or decapitate their victims, making it a trophy.
Okay.
Yeah, if they're about to die, they'll just self-destruct to make sure that no one knows they exist. They hunt for sportsmanship or rite of passage. They're in Predators, it's revealed there are two different tribes which are engaged in a long-lasting blood feud.
Okay, sounds like backstory we don't really need.
Predators made contact with early human civilizations such as the ancient Egyptians, the Khmer Empire, the Aztecs, and the Comanche Nation, as well as a fictitious culture inhabiting what is now, oh god, I don't even know how the fuck to pronounce that, an island in Norway.
Okay.
The Predators were, upon arriving on Earth, they were worshipped as gods by humans and taught many of the civilizations how to build pyramids, but in return expected sacrifices of humans, use as hosts for huntable xenomorphs. God damn it. I didn't realize this was all some... Were they originally supposed to be some sort of connected universe? Is this something that happened after AVP?
I think this is after.
Okay. The ultimate...
I feel like you just got Rickrolled.
Like, which is the fucking... Like apparently the ultimate prey for the Predator. Like, oh, fuck off. Fuck off. God damn it. See? And now I'm mad I know the lore. Here's a lesson, kids. Never learn the lore. Just let it be a mystery. Don't be curious.
So who do you think would win, Ben? An alien or a predator?
Well, now that I know the lore, which is that predators are... They hunt aliens? I'd assume Predator wins.
But Ben is the sole member of the Goob Squad this week. He's the only one who hadn't seen the film. So he's going to give us a fresh rating, and I will give us a nostalgia rating, and then updated from my most recent viewing. Ben, let us know. How's it going?
All right. I'm about to do something that may shock you. I gave this movie like a 4. I couldn't get into it. Not going to lie. The last like 20 minutes of Arnold versus giant alien were pretty cool. I just feel like there was a lot of, I feel like they wrote this movie with, they wanted, and I think I read like online, like the pitch was like, who's the only opponent Rocky hasn't fought? E.T. So it's like, okay, let's get Rocky versus Alien. Basically, that's what it, I mean, that's realistically what it is, right?
Yeah.
American hero versus alien bad guy. And I feel like they did this whole movie to get to that point. And I did not like the rest of the movie. Like, his team of commandos just they just seem kind of like tools. I don't think there's a lot of likability to them. The whole thing with the guerrilla army was kind of pointless to me. Predator just wipes through all the other commandos like there's like it's nothing. And then all of a sudden, Arnold Schwarzenegger is just able to 1v1 him, which, I mean, is what it is. You know, that's kind of, I can't say anything because that's how movies in the 80s were. You know, the hero of the movie is going to be the one who makes everyone else look like shit. But at the same time, I just feel like we could have done more. We could have done more to introduce the team and make them likable, where them being hunted meant something to you. I just didn't dig it. Wasn't for me. I think, man, this is going to rub people the wrong way. But if this was the first one, and I don't know with the future ones, if it's one where you need to see the first one to see the rest of them, maybe you don't need to see the series. I just don't know. I don't know. Maybe you don't. Like I watched Alien and was like, man, I feel like I kind of want to like watch what happens with Alien 2 and like what happens with all of this stuff. I finished Predator and was like, I'm curious to know where the alien comes from, but I don't need to watch more Alien or more Predator movies. And for that, I gave it a 4.
Going in, gave this movie like a 6 out of 10. I wasn't too strongly, like, I grew up watching it, but I was never like, oh man, wow, this movie fucking rocks. I think, at least from my memory, it was always like kind of corny, kind of cheesy, like the whole get to the choppa and the like, Dylan, you son of a bitch, like those things kind of, I was like, oh, it's got to be like one of those like corny 80s films. You had Arnold. It's not quite like that so much. There is like occasional one-liners that make me question why, but it's a very weird movie because it starts out and it's like, oh, this like action movie. And you're like, oh, okay. All right. It's just kind of like a war movie. And then it's Arnold versus this alien. And I don't know. I like it. I am going to bump it up to a 7 out of 10. Just purely based off of, I feel like so much of the like nostalgia, and then I feel I, you know, as I has become more of a dad here, this cheesy 80s action movies, they're just growing on me, you know? I want to start fucking quoting one-liners soon, and it's going to be bad. But I don't know. I enjoyed it. I think it is definitely dating itself, the effects. I think the thermal is, like, fine. I wish they wouldn't use it so much as they do. Yeah, I'm going to go with a 7 out of 10. I really enjoyed Alien and Predator and Guilty Pleasure Alien versus Predator, or like growing up. I'm scared to watch those ones again. I feel like they're going to be awful. But this one holds up a little bit for me. Would I recommend you to go watch it? If you like sci-fi, action, horror, thriller, like, that, like all of that encompassed, honestly, because that's kind of what this movie is, I would recommend it for you. If you were just like, do I need to know like about Predator and like where it's from and all this, no, I think you could probably pass on it. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to rate and subscribe. Check us out on Instagram at Cocktails and Classics Pod, and check out the Drizzly and Cascader links below to make yourself some jungle juice. send us movie and drink recommendations over on Instagram. Leave us a review. Apple, Spotify, wherever. Helps us out. Rate us. Share us with your friends and family. And as always, watch responsibly.